And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to very busy Shogun Fork Fishing, unloading giant tuna at Fisherman's Landing there, and we're having a great time here. Captain Brian Woolley from Dana Ward Sport Fishing is our guest today. We have George the Engineer also visiting us today in the studio, so you stay tuned. This is going to be a great 2 hours. Stay tuned. Southern California Sport Fishing Voice is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
The reels that Southern California anglers have been waiting for are here. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 40A and 50A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship two-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. Shimano has increased the fishability of the larger Talica models by reducing rotational resistance at high drag and improving durability in critical positions within the reel. The all-new Talica 40A and 50A now boast Infinity Drive, which employs two drag washers housed on the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system, while at the same time increasing winding power under a load by as much as 40%. The new Talica is built around a more compact, cold-forged machine aluminum one-piece frame. Plus, there's also a new higher high gear built with a Southern California angler in mind. The new Talica 40 and 50A are available now at your local Shimano dealer.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-styled metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. AFCO's Crossbreed jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. AFCO's Crossbreed jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty slit rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on AFCO.com.
Take a closer look at the Ford Bronco and Bronco Sport. You'll see adventure, discovery, and even a little mud. These 4x4s provide the muscle, tech, and durability to go anywhere. Get your ideal combination of power and capability to handle whatever comes your way with the GOAT modes. That's goes over any terrain. It's time to see Ford in a new light. New inventory has arrived. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer to take a test drive today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Stoked to have the man, Captain Woolley, for 2 hours. You know, we usually get a little flash every day. Yeah. Good times with a good
morning, Captain.
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me down here. Good to see you guys.
And George, our engineer, is still visiting.
And still here.
Great to have you.
Did some fishing.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you caught some cod yesterday.
I caught some cod. I had a great time.
I'll have to post that picture later on our Facebook. And actually, Wayne might have done that already.
But Wayne is right on top of everything.
He's on top of everything. He's like the ultimate deckhand. Yeah, for sure. But you've been catching a lot of cod.
We have. It's that time of year. Yeah, absolutely. It's been fun. It's been good. It's been getting the boat off the dock and stoked passengers and the whole deal. So, yeah, lots of that going on for our guys, as well as, or, you know, some half-day fishing here and there, and some bass and sheephead and that kind of stuff. So, yeah, we're rolling. Good time of year for us.
Awesome. Yeah, so, totally. So what's kind of the schedule this time of the year?
Gosh, we try really hard, you know, around our charter schedule to have a three-quarter day and a half-day boat every single day.
Always.
So
every day.
Our three-quarter day leaves at 6 a.m., back at 3, sometimes later, depending on where we're at and what we're doing. And then during the week, we have a 10 o'clock half-day. And that's, and then on the weekends we have a double half day, 6:30 and noon.
Is that year round?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, the half day, the 10 o'clock half day, kind of goes away during the summer because we're just cranking. It's this time of year that we have that.
It's always been one of my favorite things about Dana Wharf is, like, you guys are so about your customers, have been, always will be, that, like, the boat schedule or the boats that run the trip might be different because you're always, you know, goal number one is always to accommodate the customers. Like, no matter what, there's going to be a half day and there's going to be a three-quarter day. Where a lot of other places, if that particular boat is chartered, well, that's it.
That run's gone.
No half day today. Like, you'll play musical boats, musical captains, whatever.
Totally.
To make sure that the customer is always taken care of.
Absolutely. So, yeah, we don't have, like, a set boat with a set run.
Right.
Right? We don't have a set three-quarter day boat. So one day it might be on the Clemente, one day it might be on the Dana Pride. Some fun, who knows? But, yeah, same with the half day. So it bounces around, which is good.
And how fun for you and your colleagues, too. Like, everybody's, you know, gets a different piece of the coast to look at every once in a while, or a different time limit to get it done in. Yeah, I just think that's so fun.
Yep.
Any island trips this time of the year?
No, well, the Fury just kind of, they just dialed it back. They're done for their season. They just wrapped it up yesterday, I think, at Clemente. So there's that. The Catalina stuff for us is more of a summer deal. So, yeah, we don't really fish it into the fall here, into the winter. It kind of just slows and tightens up there as it is anyways. I mean, there's still a little bit to catch, but not enough to get a boat out there.
Okay.
Charter boat, you know, someone wants to charter and go, for sure, we'll take them out there.
Yeah.
But a successful season, man. It just seemed like it was a great one. I know a little bit plagued with wind at the beginning, but it just seemed like week after week, you know, we always enjoy getting your report so much, and it just seemed like it was a steady year. Maybe not the flashboard, you know, biggest catch, biggest whatever, but it just seemed like a really good, steady fishing kind of every week that we talked to you.
It was, like, you know, it was different. It wasn't gangbusters, kind of like you said, but we were busy.
Yeah.
It was a good busy, and we were catching it. We didn't see the offshore stuff, right? That tuna or whatever never got up really into our zone and settled in where we could catch on it. There was really no yellowtail or anything on kelps. That kind of stuff didn't materialize. The water was great, and there was plenty of bait, just that stuff wasn't in our zone, so it was calco bass,
yeah.
Sand bass, it's our bread and butter. You know, that's our niche, and that's what we do get at. You know, a few here and there. Yeah, some guys catching some of that. But just a good season, and we stayed busy. So it's all you can ask for, and we had stoked passengers, so it was good.
It just seemed like week after week, you would say the same thing, man. If a guy came out with some light line and a bass rod and some lead heads and a plastic, you were busy the entire afternoon.
Totally.
And it just seemed that way the whole season.
It was.
And it's so much fun fishing that up there. Like, it's such a cool place to get to do that.
Totally.
Bass action is so high, and, yeah, I dig it.
We were busy, and it was fun fishing, and, you know, our people were stoked. So
that's great.
So water temperature pretty much normal up there?
64 to 66 still on the beach. Yeah, this is pretty normal.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't had that wind, knock on wood, that's really knocked it down. It's coming at some point, right? We know it's gonna dip, but there's still fly line bass to be caught, sliding egg sinker bass to be caught.
I know Sports Bar was out yesterday catching them.
Huh? He always catches them.
No matter what the water temperature is, right?
Yeah. Yep, he's always busy.
He's always there. And Dana Wharf, Mark Wish yesterday was talking about bait all over the place. Have you seen a lot of squid? Mark Wish talks
squid. He's always squid, right?
Yeah.
There's been a little dabs of squid on the beach for a little stretch. Not a lot, I would say. It's anchovy. That stuff's all over the place. Like, we came back from the 14 yesterday, and for 8 miles inside the bank, it was just anchovies and dolphin as far as you could see, and there's whales in it, so our whale watching's been really good because of it.
What kind of whales this time?
Mostly humpback whales are seeing in that stuff.
Still,
yeah. So it's been, there's a lot of life and a lot of bait, which I think is part of the reason why we didn't see a lot of that offshore fish up here. Well, why would it come up here to feed and to find when there's plenty of that everywhere else? So
Wayne and George and I went cod fishing after the show yesterday, and got a scoop of bait at Everingham Brothers, and they had beautiful sardine, like 4 or 5 inch sardines.
Perfect.
Just gorgeous, hot,
really nice
stuff you'd want in the middle of the summer, right?
Nice.
Yeah, really nice. Is that what you're having?
That's what
there?
We have. Yeah, a little mix of that and a little bit of anchovy.
A little anchovy
in our bait.
Too?
Yeah, so
oh, that's nice.
Stuff's in there. Yeah,
it's like
good bait.
It doesn't get any better than that.
No. And the bait company grind this summer, huh? Those guys are just, holy cow.
Did you have the same situation we had down
here?
We
did,
but
yeah, we did. I think it was everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, but you manage. You save your bait. You make it work. You take a little less and you stretch it out. And, you know, like Rick said, we're fortunate to have good habitat and stuff where, yeah, we'd love to have more bait, but we can make it work with, you know, what they had for us. So I was able to.
But they worked. Time
it was insane.
Endless.
Like insane.
Trying to find bait for everybody.
Yeah, and it's hard to see him swing and miss, you know, because you feel for him. You're like,
dude,
that's tough.
Imagine how frustrating
that is. Totally, 100%.
It's one of the things that makes you so proud of the fleet here and, like, how they work with Everingham Brothers. Like, I mean, that's the most important, you know, our industry was built on live bait fishing. You know, nobody takes for granted, but it's easy to forget about it, that you just pull up to that receiver every single day of your life and it's always there. And there's always an unlimited amount and you don't ever think about it. And I mean, when it wasn't there, I mean, that's Wooly's livelihood and everybody else, but never one time was there a gripe about the bait. You know what I mean? Like, everybody knew how hard those guys were working. Like, that's the thing that never came up. The most important part of the whole deal is having that bait. And when it wasn't there, the thought never is on those guys. It was just like, man.
Right, and it's part of the equation that most of the guys don't see, right? They're out late or early, totally. And they're back before maybe you see it or whatever. So when you're seeing them during the day coming in at 10 or 11, you know that they had a grind, right? But, yeah, it's been interesting.
Nice that the boxes are nice and full again.
Totally. Totally.
Now, has anything changed in the parking situation up there? Is it all?
So there's a giant parking structure. Yeah, it's changed. You know, we don't own it, so, you know, we have to play by the rules of, right. of the parking people. But, yeah, there's a fee to park. Exactly what it is, I don't really know.
Yeah, I think, but there's plenty of parking.
But there's zero shortage of parking.
Right. That's so, the upside.
That's and it's close, really and it's great. Not far, but, yeah, it's a few bucks.
Yeah.
So
it's like right there where that open lot was. I haven't been up
exactly.
there.
Exactly. Yeah. It's exactly.
It's just a big giant structure.
It's big. It's nice. It you know, fits the aesthetic. It, you know, everyone was all worried, oh, it's going to stand out. It looks nice. They did a great job. Cool. It blends in and it's good.
So you have no worries. So what's the procedure when you come to Dana Wharf Sport Fishing? Do you drop your gear off first and then go park, or what's the?
Yeah, you can come in, get checked in. I do believe that you could park straight away, or you could go to the office, and I think you can, you know, get your parking there through the office as well, and then get checked in, go set your tackle by the boat and line up, and then go park your car and come back. It's, you know, it's a 2-minute walk from office, so it's not far.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, it's easy.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Sounds good. And so you're running the 3-quarter day.
We
much.
Do. This time of year, we're doing some 3-quarter. Again, we're mixed. Like, one day will be 3-quarter.
So what about you, though?
What's so
you?
I'm on the Sun Fun. Yeah. We've been running
and
some 3-quarter day
so
stuff.
So you'll do 3-quarter, half, whatever.
Whatever. Gosh, during the summer, we were all over
How
the place.
How do you know when you're...
Well, we get a schedule ahead of time, right? So we're kind of like, okay, plan out our week.
Yeah.
You know, pick the brain of the guy that fished the day or two half day before us and figure out what's going on. And then, you know, the guys that are running 3-quarter day will kind of pick your brain for their shot when they're out there.
And you guys have a tight family.
It's tight, yeah.
I love it.
Information shared. There's no, you know, anyone better than anybody else. Right. It's all, you know, we're all there to get the boat off the dock and get our people some fish.
Okay, you're going 3-quarter day fishing today.
Okay.
Where are you going? What are you going to do?
Okay, today 3-quarter day. The guys would be on the 14, I pretty much guarantee, depending on the passenger load, on the 14-mile bank. Yeah, I think we'll fish that if we have 25 or less anglers just because of the depth.
Sure.
Right? Yeah. Tricky with that many guys drifting.
How deep is it that you're
fishing? So we've been fishing anywhere from 80 to 150 fathom.
Woo.
So it's been deep, stretching out some fishing line for sure. And guys are fishing double dropper loops with the 16-ounce sinker. Seems to be kind of the magic number out there, that 1-pound sinker. Or the jigs. I can't tell you the amount of slow pitch guys that we're seeing out there. You know, I talk about it every week, but it's been cool to see those guys do great.
The quality of that deep water cod too is insane. Like I'm a huge fan. I'm a big follower of the social media from Dan Warren. It's just like every day there's pictures of whatever big Floridas or cool exotics or weird creatures from the deep.
Yeah,
and
totally.
It's been so good. The depth, the extra depth. Whatever you call it, allowance season, whatever, it's been really fun.
It's been fun. It's helped us for sure. And, you know, like you said, we've been catching some of those hake, some of that weird
cool.
stuff, and, you know, black gill rockfish and big bacachos and all kinds of cool stuff. So,
yeah. And what's the gear? I mean, what's the rod and reel setup for that?
So rod and reel for the slow pitch or for the live
for
bait?
For live bait.
Live bait. Guys are fishing like a Trinidad 16 or a 20 with 50-pound braid and 30, 40-pound mono.
Nice.
And just a, you know, 7 to 8-foot rod.
Yeah, easy. And lots of cranking, though.
Yeah, lots of cranking.
No shortage.
And a lot of guys fishing electric reels now, too. You know, that's been, you know, lots of electric reels on the boat.
Yeah.
Make life a little simple.
So much. See, a lot of those new electric reels that have the battery, you can put the battery pack
exactly.
on the rod.
Exactly.
Like
lots of guys fishing those, too.
Especially that deep.
Totally. Makes sense. Yeah.
It's going to be fun to see, you know, as those electric reels become more and more common, like it's fun watching the technology start to change for batteries and battery packs. And, you know, I still don't know anything of it super, super fresh yet, but, you know, trying to keep my eyes on all those things. There's companies that are making batteries that, you know, are built into the butt section of the rod, you know, like a, you know, like how NAPCO unibutt like screws into the back or other, making basically butt sections that the battery is all internal into that. It's going to be fun to see how all that develops as the years go on.
Yeah, for sure. That it's there's a new market for that.
Totally.
Yeah, definitely.
Lots of batteries and reels. For sure.
And what's the bait when you're fishing that deep?
Sardine, anchovy. Yeah, pin 2 or 3 anchovies or sardines on your hook and send it down. Or squid. You know, whole squid, fresh dead squid, strip, whatever.
When you're making your dropper loop, what hook are you using?
We just like the J hook. So I mean, you have guys that are. It doesn't matter. I like the straight shank hook. You know, the offset stuff sometimes.
Or octopus or something.
Yeah, Yeah.
Yeah.
3-0, 4-0 hook. I like a big hook. Yeah. And just straight loop it on. We don't really tie the hook onto the loop. I think if you're fishing heavy enough mono, that 30 or 40 pound, it's not going to pull and break through.
Not with a rock fish.
Then if you get in a tangle, we can pull your hook off.
Yeah,
and pull you, pull you out of the tangle. Your tangles aren't going to tie in a knot underwater. It's all twists. So if you can get everything tight and pull it apart, then you get the tackle off. It makes it easy to pull with that the tangle out.
You know? That sounds good. Yeah, well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. A lot to talk about with Captain Brian Woolley, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, and the kind of we wouldn't call it the off season. It's just kind of the winter season.
Yeah, it's the just pull it back and. You know, it's not the stressful season. Yeah,
yeah. Totally. And you could start your maintenance here on some of the boats.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we got the some fun projects ahead in January, and just that's the beauty of having multiple boats is you can kind of take a boat and get it dialed and work.
Pull one out, put another one in, and just
kind of cycle it through. That's totally.
Well, you're a popular guy because the phones are packing up and they want to talk to you. So and we're going to have a great show.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Always one of my most favorite people to have in here, Captain Brian Woolley, one of the most knowledgeable guys of fishing the entire coast up and down the beach. It's going to be a great day talking to one of our favorite spots, and that's Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. If you want to join us this morning, we would love to hear from you. Give us a call at 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. Or you can reach us on the text the show option. Always such a fun part of the show. The only way to send in your text message questions is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. It's also the easiest way to catch all the archive shows. If you missed a hot tip from Willie today and you want to play it back next week, that's the way you do it, is through that Let's Talk Hookup app. And again, the only way to send in your text questions. Along with that, make sure you include your name and your phone number. That's all we need is a little contact info in case you win the great prize at the end of the show today. And
we're going to give away some trips.
We are. Let's do 2 3-quarter days and 2 half days. Yeah, stoked. So texters and callers,
right? We can flip a coin and one for the caller.
Yeah, we'll flip a coin and see who gets what.
Yeah,
sounds good to me. So everyone
wins.
And they're going to get a new 2026 Bill Varney calendar.
Oh, sweet.
I love it. Yeah. Packed. So a couple 3-quarter days, a couple half days, a new calendar. We got a great show coming with a great bud. Again, if you want to join us, talk to Captain Brian Woolley, 833-288-0973 is how you reach us. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, reading those texts. A lot of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is the Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764. Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971 is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places in many different types of water, but never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up, and they have all the gear: spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife: brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River and your boat is just steps away from your room makes it great. Do yourself a favor Call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online, katmai.com. And like Pete says, they will hook you up.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full-day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here. Captain Brian Woolley this morning. Again, if you want to join us, it's 833-288-0973.
Yeah, indeed. And phones are packing up. Jeff is standing by at the fan. 833-288-0973. Have a chance to win two half-day trips at Dana Orr Sport Fishing and two three-quarter-day trips at
Dana
Orr Sport Fishing. Yeah, and you get a 2026 Bill Varney CCA calendar, which are now available to your local tackle shops, surffishtackle.com. So it's a bonus day for callers and texters. And let's go ahead and jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. We're going to get started off this morning with John. He's calling us from Colorado Springs this morning. Wow. What's up, John? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, guys, you're getting me all pumped. I want to come back. I got to come back next month.
Get
my daughter's having a baby. But my question to Willie, I was listening to a podcast, and I heard that Benny Florentino caught a striped bass. Is there any chance in catching a striped bass?
I mean, there's always a chance, right? Will it happen? I would say probably not. But, yeah, that was a cool catch. He had that picture posted, and he was so stoked on that fish. But, yeah, I mean, in our zone, there's that stretch of beach at Doheny that San Juan Creek kind of dumps out, and that thing has been open and closed quite a bit, more than I've seen it in my lifetime. I grew up in San Clemente, you know, seeing that thing open up and dump out. So, yeah, I mean, I think the guys on the beach that are walking the beach, throwing hard baits and stuff like that are the ones that are going to catch them from the boat. I mean, there's always a chance. I doubt it'll happen, but I think those guys targeting them from the surf are the guys that are going to catch them. So if you have that on your list, go talk to the guys at Hogan's and the tackle shop. I know there's some religious beach fishermen that work in that tackle shop. So those guys are
be able to tell you
they can give you the inside out, what hard bait to cast, what setup to use, and probably even where on what side of that river mouth to go walk it. But, yeah. That would be your best shot.
It's
I
like
think.
The Holy Grail surf
totally,
fish.
100%. And it would be cool to catch, no doubt about it. Yeah, for sure.
That's one of those things that just has to happen for you.
You have the right place, right time.
You can't make it happen. You just got to put the time in and hope.
It's like the start of a salmon.
Totally.
Right?
Same exact deal. Yeah. Yep.
Down here.
Yeah, what is the more holy grail catch on a half day fly line and an anchovy and a kelp line? SoCal salmon or a SoCal striper?
We've caught the salmon like that in the kelp. It's been a long time because we don't have a whole lot of kelp in there right now. But it that's happened. But I've in my 28 years or whatever on the Sunfoot, I've never seen a striped bass.
There you go.
So never, probably the striped bass.
That's rad.
Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You have a good time.
I wanted to start it off with a text I thought was a great one from John in Rancho San Diego. Great to hear Captain Woolley on the show this morning. Brian, can you talk a little bit about the kids' clinic that Dana Wharf offers? Also, does Dana do twilight trips? Thanks for everything you guys do.
Roger. Yeah, so we got a lot of kids' stuff, so let me touch on the twilight part first. Yeah, during our summer season when we're busy, we do run a twilight trip from 5:30 to 9:30. Again, it depends on the boat. It's not always on the same boat. And some really fun bass fishing. You know, we have that bass derby that we do during the summer months, and that has consistently been the best time of day for our anglers to have shots at winning. That thing has been on the twilight trips.
And tell guys again about how you do that, only because I think that's such a cool thing that you guys do.
So it's so that catch and release bass tournament all benefits CCA, right? It's an awesome fundraiser for us to help CCA, and we get some cool prizes from our sponsors for that. And it's a catch and release bass tournament. You go out, you catch a 5-pound calico, we weigh it on the boat, we get a little slip going, and then we release the fish. You get entered as the big fish, you know, potentially winner for that time of the year. And then if you catch the biggest during that month, then you win. And there's a buy-in. I think it's $5 to buy-in when you check in the morning. And like I said, all that money goes to CCA. Last year, I think we raised $3,500 for
CCA.
That's
so cool.
Yeah,
wow.
Just through that bass derby.
Yeah,
so,
I love
it. Yeah, it was awesome. So, and then on the kids front, we do so much kids stuff. Like today, 12:45, our afternoon half-day trip, at 12:15, kids come down to the boat. We do a seminar for a half hour with the kids before the boat even leaves the dock to kind of get them up to speed on how to pick a bait, how to get it on your hook, how not to be, you know, shy, get your spot on the rail. And these are the potential fish that you're going to catch with that live bait. So that's every Sunday from 12:45 to 5 when the boat comes
through
in.
Through the fall, winter,
year round.
For year round.
Year round. They try and run that as much as possible.
So cool.
At 12:45.
Yeah, on Sunday afternoons.
Sunday afternoon.
Sunday afternoon, half day.
Always wow. Kids' clinic
always
day.
Always the kids' clinic day. And then we have our kids' camp during the summer, right? We have three sessions of our kids' camp, and that has been so popular, not only for the kids, but I have guys working for me now that have been through the kids' camp, right? So it's like the minor leagues defining your deck hands. You see the kids that are stoked on, and they come back, and, you know, I think it's true on some of our other boats, there's guys working. So that's a summer camp.
And that's so popular that, like, you need to be on
you
it.
Do. You need to be on it.
The day the word comes out.
And I can tell you, I knew I was going to get asked. I wrote down here the kids' camp, if I can find it on here, as far as the dates. I don't know, I'll have to put it out there. Yeah. But that signs up, I think it's in March is when that the sign-ups go. So then that'll sell out instantly.
I mean, you're here every week telling people, so you'll
yeah, there's plenty of time. We'll give everyone the heads up on that, but we do that summer kids camp. And then we also have some kids stuff through the city of San Clemente. We have like an after-school fishing camp that comes out on Wednesday afternoons through the city of San Clemente Park and Rec.
Oh, cool.
So we're super kid-focused, and it's fun to see the kids. It's just a great family environment on the boat as well. You know, good regular customers that have bought into helping the kids and stuff like that, too. So tons of kids stuff. I mean, it really is. I would say it's our bread and butter. You know, I think we do a fantastic job. And I got to say, Donna Kalis has done a phenomenal job coming up with these concepts with the kids. And it's been fun to see it all kind of progress. Yeah, it's been a really good.
That's pretty cool. You guys have raised, shall we say, some of the finest fishermen in our fleet. Aliar.
Right.
I mean you
the Dana Point pedigree down here in San Diego, it's pretty amazing. There's lots of kids and lots of boats that have come up through the ranks and, you know.
At Dana or Sport.
Right. They come, they cut their teeth, they kind of get the work ethic in, and then they come down here and they sell.
Right. That's the other thing. Like, you guys are just so known for taking such good care of your passengers. And you look at all of the highliner captains that the amazing fishing that comes with them, and everybody that comes from the Dana Wharf Woolley School side of things, it's always such a high customer service background.
It's awesome to see these kids get it and do phenomenally well with it, own boats, and just crush down here.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
Well, you're a popular guy. Phones are packed, so let's jump in.
I was just going to say, you always hear the best guys, you know, talk about that, the Franks and the Brian Kehars and things like that. You can always teach a guy how to fish, but you can't always teach a guy how to be a good people person, and the best people always seem to come from Dana Wharf, for sure. Well, hey, we got a literally jam-packed phone. Next up, we're going to talk to Dave. He's calling us from Anza this morning. Good morning, Dave. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, everybody. Say, Brian, I really enjoy your reports you give on Sunday mornings. Great job there.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
One thing I just want to throw out here is Tuesday is Veterans Day. I'm a veteran, but I was no war hero like my dad and my wife's dad. They both fought in World War II. I know I've met a lot of veterans out on fishing trips, so I know it's something we really enjoy doing. But if not for our veterans and those serving today, we probably wouldn't be here talking about fishing on a Sunday morning or going out and enjoying what we do. So on this Tuesday, I just want to give a big shout out and a thank you to all who served.
Very good.
Well, very cool.
Come on up. You know, Tuesdays we have half off. It's half fare on Tuesday. So if you and a bud are looking to come fish, you can save, you know, half price on Tuesdays this time of the year with us. So, come on up. We'd love to get you on the water. Thanks for your service.
Happy Veterans Day to all.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks for the call.
All right. Hey, we got a little bonus. We got Captain Frank Lopresti's on the line this morning. Morning, Frank.
Hey, good morning. My God, the fishing is out of this world.
Yeah.
So, give you a quick report. Aliar on the Polaris Supreme got in from an 8-day yesterday. He had 100 wahoo. The biggest one was 89 pounds.
Oh, wow.
And I've just, you know, I've seen bigger wahoo, not a lot of them, but I've seen bigger wahoo. But the amount of fish that are in that 60 to 70 pound range is just amazing. I've never seen it like this ever.
Wow.
Just a beautiful catch of wahoo and tuna and dorado and some nice yellows. And then today, the Shogun got in from a 10-day with Blake Lozano running the boat. He did a fabulous job. He had tuna up to right at 200 pounds. and a lot of the 130, the 155, 160.
Jeez, how cool.
Yeah, I sent our engineer George down to go take a look at big fish. What'd you think of those, George?
They were amazing. They wanted me to clean them with them. I don't know.
Yeah.
Going up to it, you know.
Yeah. But, we even ate some last time.
You know, this was Island Tackle Charter, and Kevin, the guy that owns Island Tackle, he, on a little shorty leader and a live sardine, caught a wahoo that weighed 88 pounds on bait.
Crazy. Wow.
That's quite the deal, I think.
And that was a 10-day.
Obviously, he wasn't using heavy line.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to Blake Wasano for being a great relief guy for Renee.
How cool is that?
Oh, he's excellent. Now, the next little thing is Aliar left the dock at 10 o'clock yesterday morning. At 4:30, he called me. He had 32 fish aboard, 20 to 40 pounds, all bluefin, and he's 32 miles from Point Loma.
Whoa!
So,
is he headed? How long a trip is he on?
Fished, he's on a 3-day.
Wow!
And so today is his first day of fishing. I believe this morning he has right at 31 more.
Wow.
That same class, 25, 30 pounds. And more than likely, he's going to fish there the rest of the day and then slide down about 30, 40 miles and fish yellowfin all day tomorrow.
Mike, what a great trip.
Because that fish is so close and everything, you know, I called David Ibrahim, and he's putting together a trip, and if we can get 10 people to go, he's going. And he's leaving tomorrow, Tuesday night, at 6 p.m., returning Thursday morning at 6 a.m., and it's $465 per person, which is a reduced rate.
Oh, yeah.
And if anybody wants a meal package, it's an additional $65, or they can just order out of the galley.
Wow.
So anybody that wants to go on a trip here, you know, this fishing is pretty phenomenal. Anybody that's interested, you can call Fisherman's Landing and book on the Tomahawk. And as you guys know, Ibrahim does a great job.
Oh, he's phenomenal.
So that's all I have to report. I believe
is that all, Frank?
Jonathan had a pardon?
Is that all for November?
Yeah, that's November. Yeah.
Pretty special.
My God, that you know, and I believe Evan on the Spirit of Adventure, he had something like 70-some tuna at the same place Blake was, down on the Outer Banks.
Wow.
And, you know, just phenomenal fishing. I know Jonathan's there right now. And it's just an amazing 8 to 10 day trip season, that's for sure.
What a great start for the
fall.
All
right, that's all I got to say. So,
Frank,
take care, everybody.
Frank, that trip on the Tomahawk, obviously a day and a half trip, right, for a very reduced rate, right?
Yes, and what it means is he'll be able to fish Tuesday night, because it's only 32 miles. He'll be able to fish Tuesday night. All day Wednesday, and Aliar just this morning at daybreak had 30-some fish, and then fish all day on Wednesday and come back Thursday. And I know it's supposed to get some scattered rain Thursday, but he'll be at the dock by then.
That's nice.
So there you are. That's
four,
it. So
was
if you
it
want 465? There's a good opportunity.
One last. I was just
465.
That's a deal.
I was just gonna say one last thing with that crazy good wahoo fishing, and now the shot of big tuna. Is any shot on long trips? I know between RP or Shogun or Spring, does anybody have any sprinkled spots for the rest of the fall?
Does anybody have spots open?
Yeah.
I don't think we do. I'm sure somebody does. There might be one opening. They'd have to call Monica on Royal Polaris, but there might be one opening on one of the trips. I think the 18 day might have an opening. So, and that's it. That's all we have right now.
That's pretty good news, Frank. Thanks for giving us the lowdown, and congratulations to those great captains and crew that are still getting them here in mid-November.
Awesome. Wild.
Sure, some phenomenal fishing. Okay, take care.
Thanks, Frank.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Frank. Appreciate that. Pretty amazing, huh?
Crazy.
Yeah.
Stuff, man.
It's good fishing.
And wahoo of that size. So, I mean, when you figure the average wahoo that our fleet catches is 30 pounds,
right,
40 pounds, to be hearing about the number.
Pounds.
To hear somebody like Frank LaPreste say it's the most, you know, 60 to 70 pounders he's ever seen in his career, that's saying something.
How about that local fishing? 35 miles and you're getting close to limits of bluefin?
Awesome. And then another short run down the beach for the same grade elephant fishing. Jeez. Yeah. I mean, like I said, we talked to Captain Mike, their last trip on the Tribute had limits of yellowfin and bluefin on a short trip. And
yeah
it's crazy the caliber of fishing that's still happening right now.
Yeah, well, that Tuesday night trip on the Tomahawk sounds like a good call.
Ten guys for 465, I could see that happening.
Yeah.
I sure hope so. Well, the phones are packed. Everybody wants to talk to Willie. Let's jump back in and talk to John. He's calling us from Escondido this morning. Hey, John, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Hey, so you touched a little bit about the kids and stuff like that, and then I also had a question about the parking structure. So I've got an F-350, not lifted, it's got a 2-inch leveling on the front end, but when I have an issue parking, coming down to parking in the structure, and
yeah.
Then like up here on the Dolphin, during the winter, it's kids fish free on Sundays, and then in the summertime, they move to like a Thursday, and then a little bit more on your kids camp. That's something that you drop them off every day, and it's a week long, or how's that work on that part of it?
Right. So we'll start with your truck. I don't think your truck would fit in the parking structure, but we do have parking accommodations. You know, people roll up in Sprinter vans, or people travel, right, and show up. And so, yeah, we can definitely accommodate you and your parking. And I did get some update on the parking stuff. It's $12. Prepay for your parking in our office.
Yeah,
same deal. So that your truck wouldn't fit. As far as the kids camps go, yeah, it's a 4-day deal during the week in the summer, and it's show up in the morning. We leave 9:00. We're back at 3:30-ish in the afternoon, and we instruct how to tie hooks, how to get lures, how to read the water conditions, where you want to make a cast. Like, we cover all kinds of stuff: how you hook your baits, how to select your baits. One day we might focus on, you know, the kids are amped and want to fish sheephead. We'll fish sheephead with them one day. One day they want to make a rockfish day. We'll go fish rockfish, and we'll teach them, you know, how to tie a ganyon, how to select, you know, the proper hook size to match your bait. Basically from A to Z instruction in that regard. But, yeah, it's come in the morning, go home in the afternoon, and go from there. Well, I don't think that was the two questions that you had there. Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. That's it. Hey, I just got an update. Thanks a lot for the call, John. Just got an update from Captain Frank Lopresti that the Polaris Supreme actually has 3-day trip that leaves Tuesday that has 3 openings on it. Mm-hmm. So if you want to go with Aliar and go catch some fish on a 3-day on the Polaris Supreme out of Seaforth Sport Fishing, there's 3 openings. Just go to PolarisSupreme.com and book on it. Sounds like fun.
I'm going to call Allie.
Strike the iron's hot.
Hey, Willie might be okay.
Make that cash pot.
Yeah, might be a good deal for sure. So I have a great text here, and it kind of relates to some summer fishing. It's from Alex in San Carlos. He says, good morning. I've heard that the yellows at the Coronados in La Jolla seem to like a particular model of and size of surface iron or yo-yo. What are the go-to surface iron and yo-yo jigs at Catalina and San Clemente Island for Dana Wharf sport fishing?
Gosh, go-to. I think, it's hard to break away from those caddy jigs for sure. Lots of guys fish those, but it seems like the hot new jig is, you know, Matt's whole program and those guys with those two fish. Everyone's fishing those things. They swim phenomenal, right off the rack. I know they have different sizes. I'm not real dialed on sizes. You're the tackle expert for sure, Rick. But I think the standard colors, your mint and black, blue and white, and your scrambled egg are kind of, they have like a beigey with a little green tip on it. We've seen some yellows caught on that at the island. And as far as yo-yo colors, I think it's hard to beat that scrambled egg, something resembling a squid or even the white. I know Marcus on the Fury, they did catch quite a few fish on the yo-yo iron, and those, I think, were the hot colors for them as well. But, we don't fish a lot of yo-yo iron on the beach where we're at in our stretch.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you can
enlighten. I think you said it perfect. I think that's it. You know, and that I'm really proud of those guys for their lure company, those two fish jigs. They've just been really popular. They did something that just doesn't seem like it would be it wasn't a tough program to, you know, both of those guys being from the boats, it was very easy to see. It's like, well, all you need to do is make a jig that swims really good and really consistently, and it's going to be really popular. That's exactly what they did. You know, small time guys, like, all of those jigs are made in a, you know, in a garage workshop in Santee, but they work really good. You know what I mean? That was the kicker of it. Yeah. They made a jig that swims really good every time. There are a couple of more dollars because the process of making them is more expensive. But when you know everyone swims real good, it just it didn't take a whole lot for those guys to see a lot of success.
And those brass ones that they make are really cool, nice and heavy, dense, and great yo-yo on
it. Sink fast.
Yeah.
The JJ's, their most popular size, that would be like your traditional size. It would be most similar to a Taddy 45 or a JRI 4. You know, like
they swim.
Yeah, great. Yeah, they did. They did a killer job.
Yeah,
I like them an awful lot, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, phones have been busy this morning, 833-288-0973. One line open right now. Let's jump back in the phones.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Jeff? He's calling us from Huntington Beach this morning. Jeff, good morning. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Good morning, guys. Hey, okay. Brian.
Hey, what's up, Jeff?
On your boat quite
How
a bit.
How you doing, bro?
I just wanted to say that landing there in Dana Wharf, it's like a family. I mean, all the captains, the deckhands, the office, they pay attention to detail. I do a lot of three-quarter fishing trips, but I'm just out jigging. But last week, took my daughter out. Chad was captain, the real fun, 15 minutes out of landing, tackle bass fishing, plenty of illegals, 4 hours of fishing, back at the landing at 3. Just what a great operation. And I tell you what, summer's over, but I still feel like I'm doing summertime fishing. You got the rockfish, you got the calicos locally, and that hospitality and that new parking lot, the elevators, your 9-foot rods fit.
That's cool.
That's cool.
You know, Jeff brings up such a good point too. What like you couldn't put pencil to paper and draw a better sport fishing location than Dana Wharf. Not just the parking and convenience and all that kind of stuff. And it's easy to get to, like centered in Orange County, but easy shot up from San Diego, easy shot down from L.A., but more so, you get on that boat, it's all of about 2 minutes to get to the bait receiver.
Right.
It's 10 minutes and you're in some of the best calico bass country. I mean, there's just, it's perfect. Like, location for everything. Time
great.
To bait is nil, time to fishing is nil. Like,
it is. It makes it nice, and that's what's cool about the half day. Yeah, your time's limited, so you can get after it within, 30 minutes of the last line coming off the dock and the boat's leaving. So, and thanks for the comments, Jeff. Yeah, we try hard on that whole customer service stuff. And, that starts at the top. It starts with the owners, from the owners down. They push hard for us to, people are there to have an experience. Yeah. They want to have a good time.
It's a vacation.
Totally. And, of course, you try to quantify your success by sending people home with fish, but that's not the big end game picture, right? You want these people to be stoked, to have a good time. Want the kids to have a good time so that they come back, their friends are back, right? It's a very simple equation, but it starts at the top, and it's been fun, seeing the kids that work with us now.
Started with Don Hanson.
Totally, 100%. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I love it. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming around, including checking in with the catch reports, more of your phone calls and texts and more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup with Captain Brian Woolley from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. You're listening to the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Season long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3 and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. homeeval.com. All you do is put in your address and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Joseph is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Joseph and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com, and we'll see you on the water.
Welcome back. Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Talking Dana War Sport Fishing. Lots of fun with Captain Wooly. And man, Wooly, if you didn't catch the beginning of the show, what an awesome prize. Very generous from the whole team at Dana War Sport Fishing. 2 half-day passes to one lucky caller or texter, and 2 3-quarter-day passes to one lucky caller or texter. We'll decide that with a coin flip, as well as that killer brand-new 2026 calendar from Bill Varney that we were all just talking about during the show.
Yeah, just talking about the November picture of, and this is something we learned last week when Bill Varney was here, is that Wahoo picture, that's basically that fish has no gaff in it.
It's a free swimmer. It's a free flyer.
Free flyer because he has a big popper in his mouth from the angler, and the angler's face just kind of shows it, but it was flying over the rail. It's like, George, those things have razor-sharp teeth. It's flying teeth.
I'll let you handle those.
You don't want to be in the way of that thing when it's coming over the rail.
Wild. Holy cow.
But if you didn't miss that when Bill Varney was talking about that shot, that's quite a shot. If you study it carefully, you see there's no gap in it. It's just coming over the rail.
Yeah, it's just such
coming
a perfect,
in hot.
Perfect shot. You just figure, oh, that was one that was all lit up.
And yeah.
You know, maybe they edited the gaff out of it or whatever, but no, that thing, it was up and over.
It's coming in hot.
I love it, man.
Watch out. Yeah, for sure. So 2026 Bill Varney calendar is now available at tackle stores all over the place, as well as surffishtackle.com. And right now, it's time for the Catch Report, right?
You got it, man. And as always, it's sponsored by our great friends. You power your boat with Norisk Lithium. It's the ultimate choice for marine adventures. Norisk delivers unmatched starting, trolling, and electronics power. Norisk batteries are also packed with cutting-edge technology. Upgrade your marine power today. You can set up your system at NorriskLithium.com or go see the trolling motor doctor.
Yeah, for sure. Norisk Lithium, the way to go for sure. And Brian Wooly is here giving us a live report, right?
Quick
and,
report.
What's going on up
what's
there?
What's been happening? So our half-day guys have been in the shallows, kind of mixing it up, anywhere from like 3-4 fathom out to 8 or 10. In shallow, they're targeting some of that sheephead and some of that calico bass. Again, I mentioned it last week. All that lobster gear soaking right now. It's just primo. That sheephead's awake and that stuff. You know, the lobster guys are stoked that we're catching it too, right?
Sure.
Eating their lobster legs and whatnot.
So they hang around those lobsters.
They're on those traps big time. So.
And they'll do exactly that. They'll either get in the traps or they'll get a hold of those things and
eat
the legs
a leg,
off the
and then it's just, you know, pretty much a worthless lobster for those guys. So there's certain areas that those guys are getting, you know, bit up a little bit better than others in some of those little shallower spots. So sliding egg sinkers, reverse dropper loops have been the hot ticket for those guys fishing the sheephead. A lot of our guys are bringing shrimp, you know, just the whole raw shrimp with the shell on, using those little chunks of that for the sheephead.
And that's one fish where that imported bait makes
it does. I mean,
yes, about that a bunch.
You can catch it on live bait for sure.
Sure.
We've caught plenty on anchovy and sardine and whatnot, but for whatever reason, you know, our regulars love that shrimp and it pays dividends for sure. So it's worth a stop. Sliding egg sinkers, dropper loops, a little bit of fly line action for the bass guys this week too on those really bright sunny days that we had midweek. Not a lot of crazy action, but you know, you stick with it. It's that time of year where you gotta have your confidence colors and your confidence lures. You know, like I can make 10 casts and probably get a bite or two in those 10 casts. So those would be like your fluke baits, your little swim baits, 5-inch swim baits. We haven't seen much on like the surface iron or the hard jerk baits, that fish that was up in the water columns. Now I'd say it's midwater, the kelp bass is midwater. And then a halibut here or there for those guys too. That's still totally relevant. And then 3-quarter day, like I said, depending on passenger loads, we're either down in that Box Canyon area below San Onofre, fishing down there on days where we have quite a few more people, where we have to fish on the anchor. And it's been, you know, double dropper loops for boccaccios. Your 2 reds has been pretty easy, sprinkling some sculpin and some whitefish. Easy catches on that stuff. And then on the lighter load days, midweek, we're getting out to the 14-mile bank there, and it's just been solid quality chilies, bankies, boccaccio, random you know, hake here and there, just some weird stuff. And the jigs, guys, this week, we had, like, a little bit of southeast breeze and downhill current, so the boat wouldn't move much, right? You got opposing conditions, so the boat would stay pretty stationary, which was good for tangles, but not great for boat movement. But guys were fishing anywhere from 250 to 300-gram jigs, pinks, blue and whites, just pretty much whatever you get down there. So,
do you catch a lot of the restricted fish on the fishing game?
We do. We do.
Like, what would that be?
We catch a lot of cowcod.
A lot of cowcod.
And there's a lot of release.
In the deep water.
In the deep water. And, you know, the regulations, now you're required to have a descending device on your boat. And mine's on a Tanacom 800, big smart electric reel, because we're catching quality. I mean, it's some nice cowcod.
How much weight do you have on that?
Some days we're dropping with 8 pounds. Some days we're dropping with 15.
Wow. Whoa.
Yeah.
Think about something that comes up the size of a bleach ball.
Right.
A beach ball, right? It takes a lot to
It takes a lot to get it back down there. But it does, and it's good. We're quick on getting it in the water, right? We get the hook out. We get the device down. Boom. It's right over the side and right back down. And we're seeing some bronze-spotted rockfish. Mm-hmm. I mean, that stuff lives out there. Yeah. That's where that stuff lives. So, yeah, we're catching it, and we're descending it as fast and as responsibly as we can.
Perfect.
So,
yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
What kind of descender do you guys use?
I use a Sequalizer.
Yeah, that thing's legit.
And, we'll, you know, sometimes we'll have a couple fish come up at a time, you know, small bronze-spotted or whatever, and we have them kind of like daisy chain together.
Yeah,
a few at a time with a big weight and just clip it on with the swivel, and down it goes. And
We sell a couple of different descenders at the shop, some super inexpensive to keep you legal, some, you know, that just are basically like a pin that holds the fish on. And that Sequalizer, it's definitely a few more bucks, but that's the one. It's pressure released, you know, the one that we carry. You can dial it up whether it pops back off at 100 feet, 200 feet, 300 feet, you know, like. And then as you drop it down, as soon as the pressure, you know, hits that depth, the jaws pop open, the fish just swims off. Like, they're the bomb.
And they don't fall off.
Exactly. Right.
You know, they have different ones. They have, like, a deep water one and then a more shallow water one. And, you know, I know a lot of guys that, like, fish sand bass this time of year, and they're catching fish in, you know, 20 fathom, 30 fathom. Those things come up, barrel drama, So a lot of guys will get those smaller, shallower devices and descend those things, too. So it's good to have on your boat. It's good to get familiar with it and use it. You know, if you have it, use it.
And another lesson is get familiar with what's allowed. You're allowed to keep and what you need
totally.
To descend, too.
Yep, absolutely. And sometimes it's hard to tell. You know, we catch some Bosco sometimes, and guys are convinced. Like, we'll post a picture of it. This is a Bosco. No, that's a cowcod, right?
Yeah.
But no. And it's easy. Right? We see it every day, so we know what it is. But it's very easy for someone that might fish out there once or twice a month and catch something for the first time and not know what it is and, you know, get in a sticky situation. So
a Florida's orange and has got a bunch of spots on it, and a bronze-spotted rockfish is orange and has got a bunch of spots all over. But one you're allowed to keep and the other you're not.
Right. So, pay attention.
Yeah. For sure. So the Bosco is close to a...
They just look similar, right? They kind of have, like, the same size body structure as, like, you know, a smaller cowcod. Their spines aren't as long, but they got kind of the same model color, some of the same orange. Like,
when you look at it, you know exactly.
We can tell right away what it is.
You've seen so many.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but for someone on a skiff,
but you gotta have that visual chart that the fish and the wildlife.
Yeah, somebody cruising on Instagram always knows better than Willie.
100%, they always do. Good for them. Yeah.
Right. Well, hey, phones are packed. I have a great text here too. You have a great text,
I
right?
I do. Yeah, it's one that I thought was perfect. And this one says, "Good morning, guys. This is Bill from Mission Viejo. 15 years ago, I took my son fishing for the first time in the Sun Fun. Captain Woolley saw us struggling a bit, showed us how to bait our hook, and that was all it took. From that point on, we became students of fishing, catching calicos to yellowfin tuna. Just this week, Levi took his mom fishing, and they filled the bag and had a fantastic day on the Sun Fun. Huge thanks to Captain Woolley for everything you do."
Heck yeah. Thanks, Bill. Yeah, Levi and his mom were out, and we caught some nice fish. What's cool is Levi got into fishing, and I think he's at UC Santa Cruz pursuing, some sort of marine science degree, and fisheries management or something. So, it's cool how, you know, one little thing can pay off, you know, big in someone's life down the road.
Yeah,
so
that day started on the Sun Fun.
Totally.
You know what I mean? And, like, that day could have gone the other way. It could have struggled
100%.
And not thought anything. It's just not for me. But instead, love it, lifetime passion, and that'll be how Levi provides
cool
a living
stuff
for his family from here on out. Love it.
Fun.
That's cool. Hey, 833-288-0973. Let's jump in the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Hills? He's calling us from Ventura this morning. Good morning, Hills. Oh. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
A great show. I wanted to ask Captain Woolley, if I come down and fish will I be able to meet Chris Pica and Captain Willie?
Wow, man.
Do I have any chance on the 14th of getting a black cod?
Totally. Yeah, I mean, we haven't caught one per se. I know there's quite a few guys. We see some skiff guys kind of out the periphery on the deep water slope portion, you know, where it comes up from the 2,000 feet up the bank. There's some guys that are poking around out there catching black cod and stuff like that. We haven't really targeted because it's just too deep for us. But, yeah, I think there's definitely a shot on that. And as far as meeting Pika, no, he's retired. He's gone. He's in Kentucky. He's gone. He's working in a sporting goods store. So, yeah, if you wanted to make a trip, I don't know where in Kentucky, you could probably go track
somewhere
him down
in
there.
Somewhere in Kentucky.
Yeah.
Go track him down at a sporting goods store.
I want to buy a bass rod from Pika at a sporting goods store.
Hey, Hills. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that very much. And I have an interesting comment and question here from Jay John. I'm not sure where he's from, but I think he's in North County there. And it's, good morning, gentlemen. It's a great, fun show, as always. Question for Captain Brian. How long have you been a captain, and what made you become one? Also, the most memorable time, most exciting time, and the craziest time you've had on the water.
Holy cow.
Other than that, nothing, though.
So I started at Dana Wharf in 1997, working weekends. I had another job, and I would just come down there. I worked with Todd Manser and Chris Peake on the Sunfun back when Todd was running that boat.
Wow.
So, yeah, started with them and been on that boat ever since. So here we are. Yeah, right? So I got my license.
What year?
That was in 97.
97?
Yeah.
Wow.
So got in some of that El Nino stuff that happened back in the late 90s and, you know, that epic crazy sand bass fishing up through the, you know, 2000s and all that kind of stuff.
Well,
we can pick it up on the other side.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, hey, as you hear, we got another full hour. Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more with the Catch Report. We're going to check in with the surf, find out what's biting, and a whole lot more good times from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. You stay tuned. Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Do you know why a million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel. Great service and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents, and even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash, and for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline, lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the spacious and comfortable 85-foot Liberty. With bunks for your comfort, a huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Fisherman's Landing also boasts the best captains and crews in the business, from seasoned veterans to our young future legends. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time on the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414 or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Cedros Island. We now have two lodges to choose from and both sit on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing from the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.